Yo, yo, what's going on, big dogs? Welcome into another episode of Adams Plus One. We are back. Week four in the NFL season has come to a conclusion. We can look back on how the quarterbacks are performing through the first month of the season before we kick off week five tonight with the Bucks going into Atlanta. Big QB showdown. You've got Baker Mayfield, who's flirting around with playing in the top five, going against Kirk Cousins on Thursday night. Should be a fun fantasy football matchup and just a fun matchup overall with a division with division rivals going head-to-head. Let's look back at last week's list before we talk about this week's updated list through the first month of the season. Last week we had Josh Allen at 1, Lamar Jackson at 2, Joe Burrow at 3, Kyler Murray at 4, and Jaden Daniels at 5 to round out the list. And you know, as I walked away from last week's list, that was like the first time throughout a week I kind of regretted having somebody ranked where I had them. I wasn't super in love with Kyler Murray the more I thought about it, but hey, we live and we learn. We're going to get better as we go. So, let's update the list. This week, coming in at number 5, if you're a fan of the Vikings, you're probably like, yeah, dude, it's about time we put this guy on the list. It's not a fluke. Through the first month of the season, Sam Darnold has been balling. He's leading the league in touchdown passes with 11, QBR at 3rd at 73.5, and he's close to the top 10 in EPA at 11. So, the nerdy number isn't as high as you'd like it, but if you watch the games, I think two things that have stood out in the first month of the season with him. It's a big win in Green Bay, first of all, on the road, and they got a huge lead. But also, against the Packers and against the Niners, there were two key moments in the game where the opponent comes back, the Niners come back, they make it a one-score game, Sam Darnold goes down the field, eats up the clock on a nice drive, efficiently, gets a field goal, puts it back to a two-score game. He did the exact same thing against the Packers. The Packers came back in the game. It was like 28-22. Goes on a nice long drive. Gets that field goal. Puts the game to a two-possession game to kind of close it out. Those are big moments in the game for him. So we're seeing good things from Sam Darnold. So here he is. He's on the list. Welcome to the list, Sam. You made it. Let's see if you can stick around for the rest of the year. Coming in at number 4. Listen, you can get a win on this list and still move down because other guys are just playing that well. And surprisingly, it's my favorite player, Joe Burrow, coming in at number 4. He's 6th in the NFL in QBR. He's 1st in EPA. The interception that he threw, he had an awesome scramble in the game. He and Jamar are just kind of off schedule on the scramble drill. I like what he was doing, creating. In fact, he even showed off his legs on a nice 3rd and short earlier to Zach Moss. He looked great. Offense put up points. They're going to need another great performance this week going against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. That is going to be a big quarterback matchup to watch for this weekend. Probably my favorite game of the weekend. Bengals-Ravens. So good job, Joe. You're staying on the list, but you're moving to 4 because the guy at number 3 is just working his way up the list. Jaden Daniels. I don't think we've ever seen a rookie in the first 4 weeks of any season play this well. He's 2nd in EPA, 4th in QBR, 7 total touchdowns, and he finally threw his first interception as a rookie after 4 weeks. Still got a great win on the road against the Cardinals. Thought he played great. Through the first month of the season, though, to be 2nd in EPA, 4th in QBR, and 1 interception. I mean, the guy is playing unbelievable. Coming in at number 2, Lamar freaking Jackson. He was number 2 last week. There's no movement here. He's 6th in EPA, 7th in QBR, 7 total touchdowns, 1 interception. They had a dominating win over Josh Allen and the Bills at home. Was a lot of the running game. Obviously, Derrick Henry did most of the damage with nearly 200 rushing yards, but Lamar made some plays, as he always does. And of course, at number 1, we're still going to keep Josh Allen at number 1. He's still 1st in QBR, 3rd in EPA. He lost a game to the Ravens, but like I've told you, this is not a win-loss stat. This is how well you're playing. That's his only loss so far. He's 3-1, but he's going to stay at number 1 because he's playing that great. So Josh Allen at 1, Lamar Jackson 2, Jaden Daniels at 3, Joe Burrow at 4, and Sam Darnold at 5. Look at Sam getting on the list. Guys that I really like the way they're playing. I really wanted to put CJ Stroud at 5, but I got to go with Sam. Sam's just, he beat him head-to-head. Him outplayed him head-to-head, more importantly, right? Not about winning, always, but he outplayed him head-to-head. Sam's beat the Niners, Packers, and the Texans. Teams that were, you know, 3 of the final 8 teams from last year. Played really well in all of those games. And that's what matters. How well are you playing? Baker Mayfield's playing out of his mind, and Brock Purdy. So those three guys, CJ Stroud, Baker Mayfield, Brock Purdy, shout out to them. They're floating around, flirting it with the top five. But right now, that's our list. I'm very happy with this list. During the week this week, I will not have those skittish moments where I think about how, ugh, am I really satisfied? No, I am. So there you have it. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Joe Burrow, and Sam Darnold. Let's go Bucks tonight. That's where I've got my confidence pool. As always, if you love the list, let me know. If you hate it, please let me know. We like to hear all the feedback.